Evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's September 18th, 2012. If everyone could please stand for a moment of silence.
Thank you. Everyone face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll, and Councilman Sheldon has alerted me in advance of his absence tonight.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
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 Present.
Here.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to the approval of minutes. Any member of council have any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of September 4th, 2012?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Hearing none, there's been a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. All opposed? The minutes are approved. Moving on to item C, announcements from members of council. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three announcements. I'll be removing Ordinance 12-097 from the agenda with a change to Council's normal schedule and resulting in Councilman Sheldon's absence this week. We just wanted some more time to review the ordinance prior to its introduction, so it will be reintroduced at the next meeting. I'll also be tabling R-12-136, sending it back to the Land Use Department as the sponsors still have questions, and I will be introducing Substitute Number 1 to Ordinance 12-095.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, at the request of Newcastle County Sheriff Trinidad Nuvero, I will be requesting Council approve the tabling of R-12-139.
Any other announcements from members of Council? Councilman Weiner.
Just point of information. I'd like to ask that 12-136 be brought up before Council, before tabling for a vote.
Councilman, although she said she will table it, it will come before us, and we will have to have a motion for a table. If we so move, then it will be tabled, and if we don't, it will be voted on. Thank you for the point of information. Any other announcements from members of council? Councilman Powers.
Yes, at the time, R-12-122,
I
will be leaving it on the table.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Retta. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I will have a presentation after we approve R-12-135.
Any other announcements from members of council? Seeing none, let's proceed to the introduction of the ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances. The ordinances shall be considered at the October 9, 2012 council meeting with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Moving on, item E, reports from select and special committees. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Finance Committee met at 1:30 in 8th Ward Conference Room today. We discussed issues on this evening's agenda and had a very enlightening discussion on the sheriff's office.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Sackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, upstairs on the 8th floor, at 3 o'clock, we had the Land Use Committee meeting. We heard a resolution by Councilman Powers and Councilman Sheldon that he is going to be leaving table tonight. Resolution 12-136, plan of hospice, was a very lengthy discussion on that. We discussed Substitute 1 to Ordinance 12095 by Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and also we discussed Substitute 1 to 12090 by Councilman Redd and Councilman Kilpatrick.
Thank you very much, Councilman Tackett. Any other announcements from select or special committees? Seeing none, moving on to the consent calendar. Our consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar should a simple request be made from council member or if public discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up. This is a particular item of concern. Probably not on this one. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member wants removed? Seeing none, is there any member of the public who wishes for an item to be removed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion and second to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 12-135, congratulating Sarah Hartman on receiving the Gold Award from the Girl Scouts of the USA.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Bell. Yes.
Hartman. Yes.
Phillips. Yes.
Ramon.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
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 Ms.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution, or the consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to presentations, I think we have Councilwoman Diller looking to make a presentation at this time.
Yes, I'd like to ask Sarah Hartman to come forward at this time. And as she comes forward, I'd just like to say President Kovac has taken a fair amount of good-natured ribbing from me about the number of Eagle Scouts that he's honored. And so I was determined that we would get the Girl Scouts who are receiving gold awards and bring them in as well. And Sarah is the first one, and we're thrilled to have her.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. And by the way, in about 2 years, I hope you have my daughter back in here.
That would be great. That would be great. We look forward to all young people who are involved in this organization. Sarah, it's really a delight to have you here. I'm so pleased and proud. I've got a Brownie Scouts group, and I'm the leader there. So I just know from my own experience, and I hope my daughter's experience, how much Girl Scouting means to all kinds of girls. And so I just want to congratulate you on receiving the Gold Award. Do you want to let people know all the things it takes to get a Gold Award? I think people are probably familiar with Eagle Scouts.
Please come up to the podium. I would love to have you on the record.
Give us a little background on this, because it's such a very cool thing, and we're having more and more people, young women, come through with this.
So the Gold Award Project is a constantly evolving project. When I did it, it was actually different than the Gold Award Project that you earn now. I've also earned my Bronze Award and my Silver Award, which are for younger Girl Scouts. And because I earned those, it was easier for me to get my Gold Award. In preparation for your Gold Award, you have to do two things called journeys. And they're a bit like badges, but they're a little more involved. You work more with the community and you get to know more about yourself. However, because I did my Silver Award, I was able to just do one journey. So I learned about the environment and environmental impact on the world today, and that was my journey. And my Silver Award project was actually, I started up a Girl Scout troop, and I helped them kind of learn the importance of the environment as well.
Congratulations.
They're the same height.
We'll never get away from you, George. That's what I tell you. Let me just point out some other things Sarah has done. She created an eco-friendly sewing project for Sewing Service Club at her charter school of Wilmington, working in conjunction with the Ministry of Caring to sew quilts and drawstring bags and filling them with donated care items to give to the homeless women and children assisted by the ministry. And you've just done so much. You've been involved, and I really appreciate the fact that you've come in and you've been brave enough to be number one, and look forward to having more Girl Scouts who receive the Gold Award coming here. Yeah, we would be good.
Turn it around.
Next time we want cookies.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Really appreciate bringing in the young men and women that have earned the Gold Award and the Eagle Scout Award, and recognizing the future leaders in our society. It's really a commitment with everything going on in today's world for the young men and women to stay in those scouting programs. So thank you for honoring them, and congratulations. Much congratulations, Ms. Hartman. Any other presentations to make tonight? Any other council members? Seeing none. Moving on to consideration of resolutions removed from consent calendar and other resolutions. We have Resolution 12-136, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 12-136 be read by title only.
Second.
Resolution 12-136, plan of Delaware Hospice, North 300, southwesterly side of Holly Drummond Hill Road and Fox Den Road. Proposal to subdivide the existing parcel into two lots, construct a 24-bed, 59,978,000 square foot hospice facility and associated site improvements, S. Zimmerman.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Resolution 12-136 be tabled and referred back to the Department of Land Use with specific questions relating to code compliance with respect to legal accessory uses and auxiliary uses relating to inpatient care at the facility as further enunciated in a letter from the Clerk of Council.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to table Resolution 12-136. Do we have discussion desired by members of Council? Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I just want to clarify on the record, while I respect any council member's desire and right to move to table, I also respect that it is a votable issue, which means we have a right whether to approve it or not approve it. I see this as a foregone conclusion based on the discussion today, and just for the right, I won't be supporting the tabling. I've had discussions with the councilwoman, and I made my position clear upstairs.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilwoman Kilpatrick, do we have specific questions relating to the technical compliance of this resolution? I'm sorry. You said you've established those on the record, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I've also made it clear to a co-sponsor that I can't be in good conscience supporting a motion to table. And just to clear up a previous point that was raised at a council committee meeting just last year, council chose in its infinite wisdom not to proceed with a motion to table on the pilot school application. I remember it clearly because I was the one that made the motion. So obviously, council chooses to exercise that discretion. In this case, I'd like to hear from the land use general manager on whether or not this project is or is not code compliant, so council can determine if, in fact, there are issues that might be determined to be relevant.
I think, Councilman Weiner, while I appreciate that inquiry, I think we, first of all, the discussion is on the motion and on the motion to table, and that would probably get past the topic specifically before us at hand. But you bring up a point about this being, a by right plan, which we heard testimony. I don't think we heard any disputed testimony today that this indeed was in fact a by right plan. So that is something we can take into our considerations. I don't think there's any contrary testimony to the fact that this is and will be a by right plan. I don't think testimony from Mr. Culver is necessarily appropriate at this time.
Thank you.
Councilman Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of order here, there's a table and a second, and there's no discussion on the table. We have to vote on the table.
Actually, we are allowed, after the motion's been seconded, to have discussion on the merits of the tabling, as long as it's related to the motion to table and the considerations involving that vote. We're not going to get into the substance of the discussion on the underlying resolution itself, but we certainly, as a council, can debate and should debate, if appropriate, the appropriateness of tabling the resolution. So I think it is proper to have that discussion. Any other council member wishing to make a comment at this time? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think it needs to be said, and I know it was said upstairs, but I think it needs to be said on this council floor, that I don't think there's anyone in this room that doesn't have the highest respect, admiration of the Delaware Hospice organization and its unparalleled service to the citizens of the state and in particular Newcastle County. So tremendous respect, highest regard, but at the same time, I think that everyone has to understand that we all are elected to represent our districts, There's certain provisions within our laws and rules and regulations that allow a district council person to send back a plan up to twice to land use to clarify and answer questions. I've personally done it. It's not always the most popular thing, but it's something that I hope that everyone will respect and understand that, as I stated, I don't think there's a person in this chamber tonight that has any question about the credibility or the high regard that we have for Delaware Hospice.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. And, I mean, to expand on that, you're right. Every council member, the sponsoring council member, does have that inherent right, even a by right plan, to send that plan back. And as a council, we have to decide whether we're going to support that local council member's request, or that there's overriding concerns that would outweigh that request versus the good of the entirety of the council. And I think we heard a good bit of testimony on that today. And so we're left here today with a vote to choose between the options of tabling the ordinance or going ahead and voting on the ordinance. I think we heard plenty of the pros and cons of that, and I think we're gonna vote based on that information, whether it's better to table it and risk litigation or to move forward and not risk litigation. Any other questions on specifically the motion to table? Seeing none, we'll call for a vote on the table. Actually, we'll call for a roll call on the table. Motion to table.
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Present.
Ms.
Kilpatrick. Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
No.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
No.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 1 present, 3 no, 1 absent.
The resolution 12-136 is placed on the table. Moving on to resolution 12-137, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that R12-137 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-137 authorizing the execution of 5 purchase order contracts totaling $459,669.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. This resolution is for 5 purchase orders. The first purchase order for $83,474 is designated for the opening day collection for the new Claymont Library. The other 4 purchase orders are for digital audio books and the like that will be disseminated throughout the various Newcastle County libraries.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments on the subject matter of Resolution 12-137? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-137, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-137.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-137 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-138. Councilman Weiner.
Thanks. I ask that Resolution 12-138 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Sir.
Resolution 12-138, Newcastle County Council applauds Senator Tom Parker's ongoing leadership to establish a national park in Delaware.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I have some brief remarks, but there were some guests that came here tonight, and I'll reserve them until after the speakers have made a few comments. This is the purpose of this is to support the federal legislative initiative through the entire legislative caucus led by Senator Tom Carper to establish a national park in Delaware.
Do we have any questions or comments in Resolution 12-138? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of resolution number 12-138, please step forward at this time. Anybody interested in speaking, please step over to your right, sign in, and when you come to the podium, please state your name for the record. You'll have 3 minutes to address council. Please try to keep your comments appropriate in nature and non-duplicative. This is not the appropriate time for question and answer, but it is the appropriate time to hear your views on a specific issue. Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jeff Halfpenny, Executive Director of Hagley Museum and Library, formerly Executive Director of the Delaware Museum of Natural History. So I find myself here this evening wearing two hats in support of this extremely exciting proposal, which has great environmental and historical importance. And my first time in this room, so thank you for making me feel most welcome with this giant mill wheel over our heads. The long-time work of Senator Carper, of course, has seen us through to very close to the finish line. And then right at this last minute comes forward this fabulous offer, the former William Bancroft property, Woodlawn Trustees property, acquired by the Conservation Trust fund with funding from Vancouver Centre. What a gift to the state, what a gift to the community, and what a real godsend for the nation leaving the best until last. Delaware is the only state in the nation without a national park, and we know fully what great value national parks bring to the community, to this great nation. It's reckoned that for every $1 spent on supporting a national park, $4 come back into the community, so the economic advantages speak for themselves. I was proud to be one of the museum directors who put pen to paper in supporting this venture in the News Journal, and this really is because it ties to all of our missions and visions of the Brandywine and all the cultural institutions and all the culture that's tied into this great part of the state. It's 1,100 acres of land, and you are probably aware of the present state of the National Park. This would be a great major jewel at the top of this link. So I welcome your support and thank you very much for hearing me this evening.
Councilman Weiner?
Yes, just a question. For the record, was it $20 million or $25 million that the Mount Cuba Foundation paid Woodlawn?
Mount Cuba Center, I believe it was $21 million, so we'll split the difference there. But what a generous gift. This is required to gift it then.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Richard Jones, and I'm the Delaware State Director for the Nature Conservancy. It's my pleasure to get up this evening and also echo the comments you just heard from Jeff Halfpenny in support of the proposed national park on the property commonly known as Woodlawn. The Nature Conservancy, as some of you may know, is the largest environmental nonprofit in the world. We operate in all 50 states and 34 different countries. In Delaware, we operate from the Community Services Building here in Wilmington and an office down in Dover. We're very excited about the prospect of a national park that includes Woodlawn. We also applaud Senator Carper's efforts to get the national park as far as he has and very much support the inclusion of Woodlawn in that proposal. What makes the park particularly exciting to us is at the Nature Conservancy is the vision that William Poole Bancroft had when he set about acquiring this land about a century ago. I think it was 103 years ago. William Bancroft's vision was that at some point in the distant future, and he estimated it would be about 100 years, the city would grow out up the river, and it would be very important to have a green space that extended from the city up to the top of the state. Here we are, as I said, 103 years later, and we have this very, very generous gift from the Mount Cuba Center, also a hard work of Blaine Phillips and the Conservation Fund to work with the Woodlawn trustees and get this property up in the sites here. And we think that it just offers an incredible opportunity to take a lot of different nonprofits and a lot of different interests and put them to work on the ground in kind of novel partnerships. Things like the challenge program here in Wilmington, working with the Delaware Trail Spinners to improve the existing mountain bike trails on the property. The Nature Conservancy working with the University of Delaware and other students to come out and help restore some of the flora and fauna on the property. So we're extremely excited and wholeheartedly support this, and we urge this council support as well. Thank you.
Quick question for you. You should, for whatever reason, this not become a national park. The gift and the purchase by Mount Cuba is still go through. The land will still be preserved in an environmental trust.
The form in which the property will be preserved is, I think, somewhat in question, but it's been the stated goal, and I think it will continue to the Conservation Fund intends to ensure that it's protected in some form. I think that the National Park is the preferred route, but I'll let the Conservation Fund speak to that, too, if they have any questions.
I mean, positive, negative, neutral, however it turns out, you know, we're not going to be losing this land anytime soon.
I think that Mount Cuba and the Conservation Fund's virtually assured that, yes.
That's great news. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is Mr. Blaine Phillips here to address your question, Mr. President?
My question was adequately addressed.
Okay.
Councilman?
Yeah, because when I had spoke to Blaine Phillips about it, he said that the trust was not in a position to provide funding for its maintenance in perpetuity. They'd gotten this one-time-only gift, and that was their funding. So they were putting that money forward with the plan that it would become a park and that there would be maintenance funds elsewhere.
Some sort of organization would take over the maintenance and operation of the park.
Yes. I know there's gentleman Tim here who could further elaborate on your question, which is important.
I'm good. Thank you, Councilor.
Okay.
Please step forward. State your name for the record.
Hello. My name is Jamie Wiener, and I'm the manager of Eastern Mountain Sports in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm here in support of this resolution on two counts. One, as representative of a local business, and two, as an enthusiastic representative of the outdoor community. First of all, you know, the benefits that other designated areas have seen, economically speaking, are in black and white. And I feel that this designation would be an absolute boon for the businesses in northern Delaware, specifically those along the 202 corridor. The second reason why I've come out is just to, you know, speak to the opportunity that an enhanced resource such as this gives to the people of Delaware. Not only will there be increased visitation from outside the state, but also it will inspire further investigation by the people and the families of this state to take a closer look at the resources that they have, not only this enhanced resource, but all of the state parks. It's the position of Eastern Mountain Sports that the more of an active outdoor lifestyle one leads, the happier and healthier they tend to be. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much. Any other questions, comments, members of the council? Councilman Powers.
Friends
of PPAC Island didn't want, because they were afraid that budget cuts that may not come through maintaining it as well as the state's. And that really fell over on a lot of things. But this would probably be an easier piece of property to maintain. A lot of it's being farmed anyway. And I would like to be put on as a co-sponsor.
Mr. President and fellow councilmen, I'd be pleased and honored to have you as a co-sponsor.
Any other questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I'm sorry I missed the debate on this, or discussion on this religious holiday kept me from being there. But just to make a few brief remarks, this land was a gift from a futurist, William Bancroft. The Woodland trustees have held the line on development for 100 years, but they've reached the end of the line. They could no longer afford to maintain the largest stock of affordable housing in the city of Wilmington and maintain this land. They had to buy it, competing with developers who threatened to develop this pristine east bank of the Brandywine River. We know that if that had happened, it would have teed up the rest of the area for a pattern of development, and we would have lost this gift that we can now, we're poised to give to future generations. It's a congressional delegation that's received over 1,000 letters thousands of emails in support, but the National Park Service is looking to county government, county council, simply to give them a message. Is county government, is county council in support of this? It's a very important time, a moment, a historical moment that may not ever exist again. And by just passing this resolution, no money or duty will be required beyond that. We'll send a message to the National Park Service that county council as a government body supports this. And I hope and welcome all of council members to support this with a positive vote.
Any other questions, members of council? Any other further public comment? Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-138.
Yes.
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 Present.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Resolution 12-138 has been approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-122, Councilman Powers. Okay. We don't need it if it's tabled. We don't need to vote. Keep it on the table. We will. You don't need another motion. It's already been tabled. Resolution 12-122 remains on the table. Moving on to ordinances. Ordinance 12-092, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 12-092 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 12-092, amend the grants budget, appropriate $1,450,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development through the Delaware State Housing Authority to the Neighborhood Association Program 3 to address housing foreclosures in Newcastle County.
Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, as we discussed in our finance meeting, this is the second infusion of cash in a couple of weeks. This is $1.45 million, and it will be used for the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, and it will help our Department of Community Services purchase, rehab, and then resell properties for home ownership.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-092, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-092.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Ms.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr.
Kovac? Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr.
Tackett? Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-092 has been approved. Moving on, Ordinance 12-093, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-093 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 12-093, amend the grants budget appropriate $134,917.44 from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety for the FY 2012 Funded Combat Violent Crimes Grant.
Councilman Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of ordinance 12-093, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 12-093.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinale?
Yes.
Mr. Dillon?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Towers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Petrie?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-093 is approved. Moving on, substitute number one to ordinance 12-095, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that substitute one to ordinance 12-095 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Substitute number one to ordinance 12-095, amending Newcastle County Code, Chapter 22, Offenses and Miscellaneous Provisions, Article 2, Offenses Generally, enumerate the penalties of violating the solicitation and their trespassing signs posted on private property.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. The substitute makes it clear that the new language regarding trespassing does not apply to licenses such as mail deliverers or meter readers. Therefore, the only substantive change in the substitute is the addition of this verbiage at the end of Section 1. We talked about this in committee this afternoon. This is basically a no trespassing bill. It does not infringe on constitutional rights, does not take away any of the exemptions that are given within freedom of speech within the Constitution. It simply moves from having to verbally ask someone to leave your property to being able to post that you do not want them on the property with an infraction of trespassing, whether by verbal or by sign. It then takes it into an action that can be enforced by the police department.
Thank you, Councilman Kilpatrick. Any questions, comments, or members of council? Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate that I concur with the research done by council to council that the jurisdictions that have addressed the constitutionality of this issue are split. There's no way that if this bill is constitutionally challenged, whether it will be held constitutional in whole or in part. Having said that, I'm supportive of it, recognizing that it's unknown what our courts on appeal might do on this issue.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Councilman Kilpatrick talked about this in committee. I guess the concern I would have is twofold. First, I didn't see necessarily in either section, any section of this, the exclusion for otherwise allowed exceptions. I mean, except as otherwise provided or except as, I don't see that exception language anywhere in the language. We said it verbally, well, except if you're, you know, allowed to go on for First Amendment reasons or except if you're allowed by their statute. The statute itself doesn't necessarily make an exception for that. I was just curious about that.
I would like to refer to counsel if possible, but my understanding is that this is a no trespassing bill. It is not in any way an infringement on the First Amendment, and nothing that any other government can do can supersede the First Amendment rights.
I appreciate that, but again, reading the bill itself and the language of the bill, it does make it unlawful to enter or remain on the personal property, yada, 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 without exception. And that's...
Can I call counsel for...
Please, extend the lifeline.
Carol Dolan, Council of Council. As we discussed earlier during the committee meeting, the jurisdictions are split as to whether content neutral, which means everything, including of speech protected by the First Amendment. This does not define it, but trespass means you are on the property for any reason without permission under Title 11, and that's what this says. No trespass and no solicitation. They're two different items.
That's great, but I'm not sure it answers my question in any way. What I asked is, it says unless specifically invited, it is unlawful. There is no exception. There is no caveat for exception. It says it is unlawful.
Correct.
There is no, so then there is no accepted activity, except as all otherwise might be allowed, or except as might otherwise be lawful. There is absolutely no exception in this language of this ordinance. So theoretically, while it may be applied, hopefully in a constitutional way, this actually the language of this really is non-exclusionary, and it does apply, and it makes, if I'm reading this correctly, unless specifically invited by the property owner or tenant, it is unlawful to enter under those conditions without exception. So I would have a serious problem with that, us passing an ordinance to make something unlawful, and then hopefully we could recognize these exceptions. Councilman Weiner?
Yes, just to elaborate on the point that you raised, it's a concern I have because as courts that have dealt with this issue and found this to be unconstitutional, they found that freedom of speech provides a licensed trespass, and that's the term that's used often by the courts, a presumption that until otherwise told that you're licensed to trespass, like to retrieve a ball. If your kids are playing ball and the ball goes onto the yard, there's a licensed trespass until otherwise, which is rebuttable. That is a concern that I've seen in the decisions which have gone the other way on this.
Well, thank you, Councilman. And quite frankly, we heard discussion in the committee that if you do go on to somebody's property to retrieve a ball, it is indeed unlawful under this statute. Now, whether it's going to be enforced or not is another question, but I'm not quite sure I'm in favor of passing a law that makes it unlawful to retrieve a ball on a property that's posted, and then we have to find an exception for the youth, person, parent, whatever. Again, I appreciate the concerns of protection of property rights and privacy, but we do have a balance in society, and I'm not quite sure this ordinance ends up in that proper balance. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not being an attorney like the previous speakers, I'm going to take a different approach on this to not be able to, and I've shared this with the sponsor, but the reasons I won't be able to support it is because I think it's going to give a false sense of security to the homeowner that, you know, if they post this sign, nobody's going to knock on their door, which we know isn't true, and probably half to three-quarters of the people that knock on your door are going to be an exempt. I envision that, you know, it's going to generate, obviously, calls to the police. It's going to acerbate an already overloaded log that the police already have to respond to, and then when they don't get there, it's going to result in a frustrated homeowner, and, you know, hence we're going to hear that when we go to the meetings and see them because it wasn't there. And then when the police possibly do respond, the homeowner now is going to have a list on who was an exempt, so they're going to somehow have to know who was exempt, and the police officer does engage them and find out they were exempt. It was a wasted call for service, which, like I said, you know, we can't even get them out to barking dogs now, so I just have a little bit of a hard time adding another item to their list. And I do support it, and I commend the sponsor for what, you know, she was trying to do here, because it is frustrating to a lot of people, but it's just a heck of a beast for us to get our arms around.
Thank you. Councilman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. And I agree with everything that's been said here. I mean, we certainly, as we go through and look at the situations that we're in today in this society and those people that are trespassing upon your property, all of the people that are going door-to-door soliciting, the police are constantly telling the community groups that when they knock on your door, then you tell them, verbally you confront them, and you tell them that they have to get off of your property. If they don't get off of your property, it's trespassing, and then it becomes a police action. This just extends that to a non-confrontational, non-personal confrontational situation where you're giving notice ahead of time that they do not want trespassers on this property. That has nothing to do with your First Amendment rights for freedom of speech.
those people are exempt under the Constitution. There are groups of them that are listed. And I believe that constitutionally no government can override what the Constitution exempts.
You are correct in that, but it doesn't also mean that we should be creating a law that, quite frankly, is in direct contradiction to the allowance, not only of free speech, but quite frankly, common sense. I mean, we have youths, we have people, people encroaching on property rights all the time. This will make it, in fact, unlawful, and it up to then the discretion of a disgruntled homeowner to call the police on that bratty kid or person that cuts through their yard on the way home from the drugstore or from school or from wherever. I appreciate you're wanting to deal just with door-to-door solicitation, but this ordinance goes well beyond that. And the unintended consequences are quite frankly staggering of the implications of enacting a law that makes it de facto unlawful to enter onto some property that may be posted. And again, if we're aiming to look at door-to-door solicitation only, then I would suggest we focus primarily on that. I know that, you know, the General Assembly addressed that recently and required door-to-door salespeople to get an identification badge. I'm not sure whether that solves any problems or creates any more problems, but that was the route they took. And certainly neighborhoods can have these protections, and some have deed restrictions, some have other things, but to make it a countywide ban and de facto unlawful just to enter onto somebody's property if it happens to be posted for any reason. Councilwoman?
I think that we've found over and over that there's no county and there's no state law that protects you from door-to-door solicitation or somebody coming onto your property. We know that even though some of the neighborhoods have put no solicitation signs on their front entrance signs, there is no law that says that that's going to prosecute anybody for doing that. There's nothing that says that that's lawful. They put it up, and then they have a false expectation that you knock on their door, and they're going to say, wait a minute, this is a no-solicitation neighborhood. There are no no-solicitation neighborhoods. At this point, it's open to anybody that wants to use a public street to come in to go onto those properties and knock. You have control over your private property. If you put the no-solicitation, no-trespassing signs on your entrance, all that takes care of is the uniform property that that community holds, such as their open space, their stormwater pond, etc.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes. I strongly respect what Councilwoman's trying to do here, and I'm going to support it. And if it doesn't work and it creates a hardship, then we go back and visit it in the future. But I'm going to tell you, on behalf of the residents of the 7th District, we strongly respect the freedom of speech. But too often now, the claim for the freedom of speech is taking away our right to privacy, our right to protect our own property, and our right, quite honestly, to be left alone. That's it in a nutshell. We respect the freedom of speech, but it's time people start having to respect our right to feel comfortable and be left alone on our own property.
Any more discussion from council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of this public wishing to speak on substitute number one to ordinance 12-095, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, I'll call vote. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number one to ordinance 12-095.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr.
Cartier?
No.
Mr.
Miller?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Present.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Wyatt?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 6 no, 1 present, 1 here, 4 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Substitute number 1, the ordinance 12-095 is defeated. Moving on, substitute number 1, the ordinance 12-090. Councilman Retta, this is on the table.
Thank you.
I have ordinance 12-090 left on the table for technical work.
Okay. Moving on, item J, time-sensitive and congratulatory resolutions. I have resolution 12-040, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I ask that resolution 12-0410, oh man, long day, 12-140 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 12-140, congratulating the Association of Delaware for working
community
union
culture
in the state of
Delaware. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, Councilman Weiner and I are supporting this, sponsoring this resolution. The India Fest will be held in Newark. That would be Newark, George, this weekend, and we just wanted to celebrate the great cultural contribution by the Indian American community in to Newcastle County. And I've heard rumors, Mr. Weiner, that you will be dancing. Is that true?
I'm not sure, claiming the constitutional right not to self-incriminate myself.
But that explains why it's not in the greater Newark. Right.
But I will admit that I've given a few speeches in Hindi there, and I look forward to doing that same thing again.
Councilwoman Diller, are you through?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I couldn't add anything to that.
Thank you. Councilwoman Diller, let me say that I asked for your permission to join on as a co-sponsor.
Most certainly.
Resolution. I've really enjoyed the presence of the IAAD and their...
it's a great time, yes.
It's tremendous. Greater Newark area, Councilman Smiley, the Bob Carpenter Center is going to host a great event. And really, what's impressive about that organization is the youth event and the charity and the health fair that they hold every year as well. Councilman Powers? Could I have just a quick show of hands for the clerk? Anyone wishing to join as a co-sponsor?
Everybody.
I think that's all of us.
We're sponsoring the dance, right?
Everybody who sponsors gets to see Councilman Weiner dance.
Anyone who sponsors it has to dance if I do.
I usually don't watch YouTube, but I will now.
Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on Resolution 12-140, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-140.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-140 is approved. Moving on to item K. Don't have any item Ks. Item L. We have resolution 12-139, which I believe Councilman Smiley will call on you.
Yes, Mr. President. We'll have two issues under item L, but I request that R12-139 be read by title only.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, at the request of Newcastle County Sheriff Trinidad Navarro, I would make a motion to table R12-139 to a later date.
Second.
Then a motion to table Resolution 12-139. Any discussion desired? Seeing none, we'll do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution 12-139 is tabled. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, just as a last point, as I looked around the room here at my fellow council members and couldn't help but see my reflection in this nice light, I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention that the week of September 23rd to 29th is National Employee Older Workers Week.
Thank you, Councilman.
So keep me in mind if you see anyone at it.
Any other public comment at this time? If so, please step forward, step to the right, sign in. You'll have 3 minutes to address council. Please state your name for the record. A timer is placed on your podium. The yellow light will indicate when there's about 30 seconds remaining. Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Vincent Buffone. I live at 28 Fox Den Road in Newark, Delaware. It's directly adjacent to the property that the Delaware Hospice is trying to develop their complex on. And I just want to thank everybody for their consideration tonight in tabling that measure. We, as residents of Pike Creek Valley, really haven't had the opportunity to fully vet this plan, have it explained to us. I've attended many of the Pike Creek Valley Civic Association meetings and the other neighborhood meetings, and they've not attended any of those meetings that they've been invited to explain the actual uses of the latest plan. And every plan that they've put forth so far has been rejected based on their uses, so they've not really explained to the people that live directly in this neighborhood and will be affected by the use how this plan differs from the other plans. So I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity, hopefully, that we'll now have to see the plan, question them directly. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member of the public? The huge remaining mass throngs of public is here that's wishing to speak. Please come to the left and sign in so we can keep this a nice, orderly, quick process.
I spoke earlier today with many of you. My name is Al McCursey. I'm also speaking in reference to the hospice plan, and I do want to thank you for tabling this. I can't speak for Councilman Sheldon, but I do know that he wanted to look at a little bit more about this plan. As Vinny indicated, this plan has never been put forward before us. In the council meeting, the subcommittee meeting today, they had indicated that it hadn't been out for 3 years to discuss this plan. This plan has been in the makings for about 4 years. I should support it from a business standpoint. As many of you know, I'm a veterinarian and live and work next door to this facility. We get septic on that side, sewer on that side, it'd be great. I'd have a lot of traffic going by my business, that'd be great. We'd have some synergies because I'd be able, to work hand in hand with them. You know, animal human interaction is good in facilities like this. But I also am a member of the community, so I don't support the plan at this point. I'm in favor of hospice. I think hospice does excellent work. I think a 24-bed hospice at this land would be a good use for the land. So I've never been opposed to that. What I'm opposed to is them trying to shoehorn in some non-accessory use in here. And I think we all agreed today at the subcommittee level meeting that everybody supports hospice. Everybody loves hospice. Hospice has goodwill. Sometimes the right thing to do is the hard thing to do. And I would ask that, I'm glad that this is tabled, and perhaps we can do the right thing, not the easy, expeditious, or the thing that's most popular. Thanks.
Any other comments from the public? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to take a minute this evening to publicly announce, as most of us know, this past Sunday afternoon, September 16th at 3 p.m., our County Police Academy was named and dedicated in honor of Lieutenant Joseph L. Zerba, who died in line of duty 1 year to that date. I appreciate everyone that attended, County Executive Clark, President Kovac, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Redick, Councilman Tackett, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilwoman Diller, myself. And I'd like to take the opportunity to publicly recognize and thank Colonel McLaren, Major Hitch, and our Fraternal Order of Police President, Mike Zielinski, the men and women of our County Police Department, for a job well done.
Thank you, Councilman. And thank you, quite personal thank you, for spearheading that effort and the just the great work that you did to make sure that that got done for the family and for our officers of the county. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other public comment?
Can I do another?
Oh, boy.
Come over here and find it.
Sure, Councilwoman.
Before I leave this day, I just want to know if I can have credit for having the most
verse vote in council in the 2 years that I've been here.
Second.
Yes.
Can we vote on that?
Motion to table. I'm sorry. Any other public comment? Any other comments? Seeing none. Do we have
motion
a
motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting's adjourned.
I don't know what you're worried about. My vote.